Festival. Practical topic related to this week's parasha. We learn in the parasha of Vayitzi Yitzchok, Voskoach Pasodei Lifnos Aaron. When Eliezer is on the way back from Choron bringing Rivka, so he meets Yitzchok out there in the field. Vayitzi Yitzchok, Voskoach Pasodei Yitzchok has gone out to speak in the field. Lifnos Aaron. Now, what is to speak in the field? Whenever it came this, we know what Chazal say on this. Rashi brings it over there, Voskoach, Loshon Tfil. Well, Yishkoi Sichoi, he went out to be Mispalel in the field. Okay. And we know that we love really is not just any old tefillah. Fine, he went out to say something, you know, a little private tefillah. We take from this the entire institution of tefillahs. Mincha, the Gemara tells us that the Ovos were the ones who instituted the tefillahs. Abraham was Mestachel tefillahs Shachris, Yitzhak was Mestachel tefillahs Mincha, Yaakov Arvis, and the source of Yitzhak instituting tefillahs Mincha from this posse. He goes out to speak in the field, Lifnos Aaron, towards the evening, where towards the evening within the period of Mincha time. So having said that, and we're talking here about one of the three tefillahs of the day, let's have a look at how this fits in with one of the halakhos of tefillah. There's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed. Thing on the sheet. Omer Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, Chotzit olai man de matli be biksa. It appears to me to be a chutzpah. One who prays, man de matli, only prays be biksa. How do you praise in a biksa? Now, what is biksa? So, Rav Kahana thinks a bad thing to daven is. Like a chutzpahic thing is not covered for shamayim, not covered for the tefillah, to daven in this place a biksa. Now, what is a biksa? So Rashi over there says, Matli bepiksom, so we daven in a piksom. Says Rashi bepikom. Pikom normally means a wide open space. Shekshuva mokim sneals when a person is in an enclosed, more private type of place. Chola Allah Amos Hamelech, the libo nishpar. One feels more aware of the fear of Shemayim, and one is more humble and broken in front of Shemayim. Whereas if you daven in a large open space, it gives rise to a feeling of freedom, of being able to do what you want, which are not the appropriate feelings for tefillah. So, not correct to daven in a wide open space, but should look to daven in an enclosed area. Now, that was long toasters. And asks the kasha, which automatically springs into our mind. So this place was chosif alive under matli bebiksom. Ve'itoyma boksim ayeti Yitzchok noskoa pasome. So if that's right, then how did Yitzchok go and daven in this field? Not only some davening, but the archetype of the tefillah mincha, he davened in this sort. Like, he was supposed to daven in a wide open space in a biksom. So how did Yitzchok daven it? So Tosfos offers two tirutim to answer this kasha. And we'll see that some of the ideas which are going to come up around the Tosfos also filter through to halacha. Let's see. Yesh loyo. Number one, first parrot, the hosam maimi bahar hamiria. That soleh isn't any old field. It's har hamiria. Kedamir b'psochin, as we find in another Gemara, parrot ko'isho, loki yitzhok shekro yitzhok. So Yitzchok called this place the place of Harmonia Stolen. And one goes there through three different stages, and the different obelisks called it different names. Abraham calls it Har, Yitzchok calls it Sobe, and Yaakov calls it Bais. Uncle Potem says, Tosfos, when he went out to that one in the Sobe, which Sobe are we talking about? This Sobe. So it was Harmonia. Tosfos doesn't openly explain to us what he means. Well, what does that help? Okay, so be it. Say it was Haramiria. And why does that answer or solve this problem? If there's a halacha, you don't daven in a wide open space, what exactly does it help to answer me that place was Haramiria? Tosfos doesn't explain. It gives rise to different perushim in the poskim. What was the special advantage, Ma'an Yusuf, of Haramiria? Inami says, so it's just the second parrot, a parrot which differs from Rashi. The problem isn't strictly that it's a wide open space, that on its own maybe is not a problem. Inami speaks to the Hocha, when we say over here that the open space, Mayu Vatika, the Mokum Sheregidin Shandre Adam Lavo, Vahokin Rom. We don't mean simply that it's a wide open space, we mean it's a wide open space, but also a busy space. It's a place where people pass. The problem isn't, like Rashi says, where the person's in a wide open space and doesn't have the right feelings and emotions for Tefillah. That's not the issue. The issue is that we're referring to a place where many people pass and it's busy. And you can't concentrate, that's all. So in Reina, we have no further question anymore on Yitzchak when he davened in the Sodeh. So we'll say that Sodeh was obviously a quiet, remote area where nobody was passing and there was no concern of being interrupted. So according to the second Tereth of Tosfos, there's no such halacha per se that you can't daven in a wide open space. Simply that you cannot, should not daven in a place where people may interrupt you. That's all. One further interesting point about the background over here. We've seen Rashi, we've seen Tosfos. Most fascinatingly, the Rif and the Rosh, who recalled the halachos, which are to be found in the Gemara, do not quote this whole Gemara. This Gemara doesn't appear in the Rif and the Rosh. We can say that it does appear in the Shulchan Aruch, but it does not appear in the Rif and the Rosh, they do not quote it. So the Rashash suggests the following idea. My body manage Toma al Harit for Harosh Shishi too. Why do all these posts not quote this halakha? Who ulai the dakuru with a mama and yo duration of quoting? Perhaps they maintain that in fact this Gemara is nitcheme halakha. There's another Gemara elsewhere which disagrees, where Elio told one of the Tanoim who interrupted his journey and went to daven in a kurva, in a designated building. And Elio told him that's not a place to daven for various reasons. And he told him how they just followed Baderes. They should have davened on the side of the way. So you see that you can daven on the side of the way. So then as you maintain there's a machlokes between these two Gemaras, maybe there's another way of answering it. Okay. Well, Kofonim, as we said, this Lamaita in Shulchan Aruch, this din is brought. Now let's go back to look at the way the Poskim understood the Tirusim of Tosfos. So the first parish we mentioned was that Haramiria has special status. You can't daven in a wide open space, but Haramiria is different, is better. So why is it better? So there are 2.5 Tirusim. 2.5, you'll see what I mean in a minute, 2.5. What's the 2.5 Tirusim? First Tirusim we'll look at is the Tirusim of the Lavush. The Levush explains that obviously we know from last week's parasha already that Hara Maria holds the Yitzchak Avinu particularly special significance. Hara Maria, the Yitzchak Avinu was the place of the Arkadon, the place where he was Nechad, was almost the Korban. So, in the second line of the Levush there is no question that the Yitzchak Avinu and Hara Maria, the correct emotions of humidity in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu were definitely aroused. There's no concern of the usual problem of an open space where a person doesn't have the correct feelings of humidity in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's all in a regular open space, a regular person. Yitzchak Avinu al Har HaMoriah has got no problem with the halacha of being a wide open space, because the events that took place over there most certainly are ma'orer the correct emotions to approach to them. That's the understanding of the Lavush. So it sort of doesn't really affect us in Halakha Lamaita in any way. It's a particular exception for Yitzchak Avinu in that place. That's one thing.
Every day there, he's got a huge amount of time to get up there and back down again.
Right.
So maybe in regard to the collecting your thoughts, you know, you need all these hours extra.
So you're sort of saying, I mean, that maybe even if we don't normally daven in an open place, but if a person can gather his thoughts and emotions, then maybe it's not an issue. This is just like a sort of min hastam guide. This one cannot usually collect one's thoughts, but if a person can or prepares himself in a particular manner.
And the mice have seen it, spend a lot of time. A lot of time, when you can say, it's got a long, long time. Paramaria, not even 5 minutes, you just walk across the road. You're climbing up a mountain here.
Yeah.
But then again, every day, it's a long time.
Right. I don't think we know with certainty he went there every day or whether this was a one-off event. We know that this tefillah took place on Har Mirah. I don't know whether we have any record of it happening every day or other times he daven mincha elsewhere. That I don't know.
Could be because he knows special time. He's expecting,
right, he's expecting something to happen,
something
so
happened.
A special tefillah maybe is required. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's the idea. The push off upon a special place for Yitzhak Avinu, no concern. The fact takes it to a more practical meaning for this place. Over there we're discussing Haram Eriyah. So it's about, we know that Yitzhak called it a sod, called it a field. Now the connotation of field isn't actually quite the same, says the Bach, as a generally saying a wide open space. A field generally, although it's open, it's not a house, but it brings to mind an area, a specific demarcated area with machitzas, with walls, it belongs to a certain person normally, is there something he wants to do there? It's not a completely open, wide space without any. Says the Bach, he's out in the Har Mirah. We know the Yitzhak Avinu calls Har Mirah Sodeh. That gives us the idea that Har Mirah at that time, or some areas of it, or the part where Yitzhak Avinu davened, was a place which had certain machitzas. It had walls, it had fences, and therefore does not qualify for this halakha of not being allowed to daven in a wide open space. It was not considered a wide open space. It was an area surrounded by machitzas. That's what Tosfos means when he answers. It was in Har Mirah. Har Mirah was called Sodeh, and a Sodeh is a place surrounded by machitzas. And for this, we actually get the halakha, and we get the idea that although one doesn't daven in an open space, but if the place is surrounded by walls, even if it doesn't have a roof, one may daven. Finally, on this sort of approach, I said before there's 2.5 spirits in. So on the top of the next slide, we have the Kafah Chaim, who develops the idea of the Lebush a little further. The Lebush said that Har Mirah holds special significance for Yitzhak Avinu, so he can concentrate over there. The Kafah Chaim takes this sort of idea and develops it to everybody. He says that when we have a place that's a specific Mokum Kodesh, then maybe this doesn't apply when a person calls to mind all the special things that have happened here and the special significance of this place, then even though it's an open place, a person is still aroused to the right feelings to approach tefillah. So let's have a look at that. On the top of the second side, the Shani Har Mirah. Har Mirah is different. You knock it on Mikdash, you knock on Kafar. Shenivra Melo Odom Arishon. He counts out the special things that happened there. Odom Arishon was created there. Shom Bodom Melech Hasam Mizbeah, Tikkaves Kodono. Shom Bodom Rav Avinu Mizbeah, Kof Mitzitzo Benoy. But I'll tell you, after that, the Hayo Poros, the Kibbutz Shumachim Kodesh, even though it was an open place, because it's a holy place, in Cain, Egmat Shechino Allah Mitzpalosyon, Velibay Nishbar Bevabay. Okay, so those are the approaches in the first Teretz of Tosfos. Either it was a special place for Yitzchok, or a special place generally for everybody, and no problem there of davening in an open place, or it was indeed surrounded by machitzas. And now we have the second Teretz of Tosfos. Second Teretz of Tosfos, we said, was that it was the problem of it's not a problem of an open place, it's a problem of a place where people will interrupt you. Beis Yosef, when quoting this Teretz, So he doesn't really like this text. So he doesn't understand. He's telling you that's what the Gemara says when it says, it is like a chutzpah, one who governs in this open place. The problem with the open place is that people disturb you. So says the Beit Yosef, why is that called a chutzpah? He says, not the correct thing to do for two, because you won't be able to concentrate, so you can't die. We understand in the first way that it's an open place, it's not like a derichal diver. Doesn't it feel free and easy there? That's a derichal chutzpah. Why is it called derichal chutzpah? The Talmud says to be serious. The third shame, Mashad Abi Taimek, they should ask you to over his rocket. The reason is simply they shouldn't disturb you. They ain't their time, they're clearly toxic. Why does the moral call this a chutzpah? Well, Lee Nirek says, the Mogen Avraham, we can answer this text. Lekai Purush HaFesus. What? Because she was found the Bikon who caught. Standing in a Bikon, in an open place, where you can be disturbed, and they could go wide. Shemara Da'atmoy, Shapiru Yavu Allah, for every rocket will you spat on the Kavanos. It's like showing as if I'm so great. I'm sure that even if lots of people walk by, there'll be lots of noise, I won't get disturbed, and I'll be able to concentrate. That's like a sort of overconfident and full of yourself type of approach, which is called Kut. Okay.
When you say if you're building something, empty space, is it talking about the thoroughfare?
So we said at the beginning that there's two terutze, two perushim in what the Gemara says of it. The Gemara uses this word, hidden daven, or it's a kutzpedik, to daven in this big stuff. It's normally taken to mean like an open space.
Okay.
So Rashi learns that it means simply that, a wide open space. Tosfos asks, it's nothing to do with people being here. It could be there's nobody there. It could be desolate. It could be out in the countryside. And Saul hasn't passed here for the last 2 weeks. It makes no difference.
Okay.
Tosfos asks on this, that Yitzchak Avinu in this week parasha davened in the Sodom. So one of the terutzos of Tosfos says that the problem isn't simply that it's a wide open space. The problem is that because it's an open area, therefore people pass. That indeed, maybe if it's a place that people don't pass, then maybe it'll be alright. Okay, one final point in the Shakta Vatari of this place, then we'll go over a little bit some of the halachos as they're mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. The third place is the place of Kashi, which is similar to one of the other two, in the Bach says, Venera, oi, the Tari of Kishas Atoisus, the Yitzhak Lohar in this palace, the rock and pirates. You can ask me, it says he doesn't in the Tzodeh, who said that that Tzodeh was an entirely open place? And they had a lot of time in this palace. It could have been an enclosed area of trees, and to daven amongst the trees, and that more enclosed area is not a problem of davening in a wide open space. That's the answer. There was a more surrounded area of trees, and that's where he davened. So it's quite similar to what the Bach said in one of his earlier Mahalchim, that maybe it was surrounded by a wall, and in an area surrounded by a wall, there was no problems. Either it was surrounded by a wall, or there were trees. Okay, let's go over a little bit now some of the halachos of the as they're brought in the Mishnah Berurah. So as we say, although the Rit and the Rosh did not ever mention this Gemara of halacha, it is brought in the Mishnah Berurah. And I've compiled here some of the points from Mishnah Berurah. So then Mishnah Berurah, their name, the Chatzu Ritzah of Tosfos, according to one of the answers of Tosfos, Imu Oveh Betzav HaDeret, according to one of the Tirutzim of Tosfos, as we said, even if one's loving in an open place, if it's such a place that there is no concern that people will disturb you, Shari, then it's permitted. So if you're on a walk somewhere out in the wild and in a wide open space where nobody will disturb you, according to that tenet, you're allowed to love. Ah, for Beis Yosef, Menaim Vedibre. And as we said, the Beis Yosef does not like this tenet of Tosfos. The Beis Yosef, as we saw, questions that according to this tenet, there should be no reason why it's called a chut. So, even though, as we saw, the Mogen Avraham tries to answer this mahalach of Tosfos, we don't accept that as being so much the normative mahalach, and therefore we're left with the thing that, as a general rule, one doesn't daven in a wide open space, even if nobody will disturb you. But nevertheless, let's continue. One doesn't daven in a wide open space like a field, but with a mocking shoe of mukav mechitzos, in an area that is surrounded by walls expenses, mechitzas, aval hishe'ene mekure, shachidon. Even though it is not covered by a ceiling, by a roof, shachidon, that's fine. So it's not required for dafke to daven in the house, one is allowed to daven outdoors, but it needs to be in an area that is surrounded by a wall. So it's sometimes relevant to some types of shidlas or things like that in some places where there's, you know, they're sharing the basic show, there's these shidlas complexes where there's 5-6 shidlas, and then when they're all full, people make a minyan for minute in the cocktail or something. Well, the last one you make a din, since it's in an area that's surrounded by the pizza.
And one wall
of constitution? I don't know, the Loshua here is Mukha Patitsa, a surrounded area, but maybe that will bring us probably similar to the next level of the halacha. If there's no wall, at very least, the following thing, the Kalmakha, if you yeesh on the lovers, if you are found in a wide open space and there is no wall, if there are trees, Tom Yoyza Shiyamid Chombine, one should stand there amongst the trees. I can't imagine that one wall can certainly be no. It's not less than standing amongst the trees. You're standing at least up against something, in some area that's.
Like valley, close to the tree? So there's no issue there?
The point, we don't seem to find anybody concerned about that. So. Once you do that, be as cover. Once you go stand amongst the trees and dava there, it ain't kosher a lot, it will dava. If it's not going to make a big difference to the, put my company here on a journey, it's not going to make a big difference to the timing of this journey. The mokim tsalua will katsak any day then. Because this is at least a mokim tsalua a little bit. However, for shuruba beisa, when one's not on a journey, one's not in this difficult scenario where there is nowhere else to daven, ain't this what I'll say. If you can go daven in your house, in a shul, one shouldn't go and say, oh, well, that also says you can daven outside amongst the trees. No. This is something that's offered in a situation when no one else is not.
But he went
out to the field. Yeah, interesting. Yitzhak Avinu, it doesn't really help. Yitzhak Avinu went out to the field, so that would give us the idea that it even left.
Give maybe a little bit more strength to he's going to a special place.
Right, we'll have to bring back and come back to bring to the other one. Al-Kopani, for every rocket, if somebody who is on the way, and they're in nowhere else, the Kuli Amu Mutorim is Fala Basodi, then we permitted to daven. This is not the type of halakha where we say, like sort of, oilers and don't daven. These are places where you daven, options to be chosen in a Hakila scenario. In a regular place, you don't daven in an open place, you daven in a shul, in a house, at least in an area surrounded by the heaters, and finally, in an area surrounded by trees. But if there's nothing else, then this is where you are, and the time of davening is going to pass, then certainly you daven.
Very hard to understand how you can come to that decision. It's like it seems absolute zero.
Yeah.
You know, you should be going, you should. This is like a, the other situation. Definitely wasn't coming from the other situation.
But
you're talking. So how can you come and learn out which are clearly not what he was doing. Just
look, no, because if we come back, let's say to what you said before, that Yitzhak Avinu is davening in a Mokum Kodesh.
Fine.
But so,
couldn't you drive a lot of here?
No, again, there we go. We're back to the stages where it's all started. We never derived this halacha from Yitzhak Avinu. It's a halacha which mentions in the Gemara, a member of one of them, right, but don't daven in a local space. There's a catch on this halacha from Yitzhak Avinu. How did Yitzhak Avinu do it? So what we've answered Yitzhak Avinu, let's say we'll go with that halacha. Shani Harva Maria, which is a special Mokum Kodesh, that's different. So, Yitzhak Avinu is honest. Okay, so now we come back to the Halakha. So, this seems to like to be the Halakha. The Chachinah uses this, but the other tap, and so on and so forth. Let's just mention two other interesting points, which I don't know necessarily if they are absolute Halakha. But might certainly there are things which are mentioned by some. First thing might be something to take into account in certain scenarios. Well, some of the Rishonim write, one is very awesome, other Rishonim, that this applies to a yochid, that a tefillah of the tzibur can take place in an open place.
In an open place?
Yeah, presumably the point being that it's easier to put together one's thoughts. Just one person dances on his own in a wide open space, his thoughts and emotions are not directed to the tefillah at all. When it has more of a tzibur, then he can more easily focused and aroused the correct feeling. The writer is not mentioned by any of these standards. Of course, we won't find this in the Shulchan and the Shavuot, but maybe it's something to take into account together with other circumstances. And finally, the Kafasayim, based a little bit on the idea that he said before about Hanariah, says, what about if a person has a particular place where it was not in the nest? Something where he has been through some particular experience, but put forth to safety, something like that. Now, like I said, in a special place, it's mutter to daven, even though it's a mocking porous. Because, based on the same idea as Hanariah, in a place where a person's special mate, special things happen, one is able to arouse the correct feelings and emotions of Twitter, even if it's an open place. Okay, let's stop here for today.